Bob.com today.
Closer and closer to Thanksgiving. How many of you are taking off for the Thanksgiving holiday, flying away to somewhere, I don't know, east, west, or parts in between? How about those flyover states? I love me some flyover states. I went to school in Ohio. Somebody asked me this the other day. They said, hey, where'd you go to school? Ohio University. I loved every second of it and spent a lot of time in the Midwest, in Wisconsin, and in Illinois, Chicago, Michigan, all over the place, some great spots. Spent some time in Minneapolis. And, of course, the mothership is in Minneapolis. The network is right there. And I'll tell you, great music in Minneapolis. Great, great, great music. Good bars, too. So it's not about the bars, though. It's about the complications when you fly. It's the complications of, okay, it used to be, do you remember this? I know I've talked about this before. It used to be that when you flew, somebody took you to the airport and you pretty much flew out of their car. You know, they dumped you off. When I'd go back home to Philly, they pretty much, I'd have 20 minutes and I'd run onto the plane and that was it. Boom. And I'd take off for wherever it was I was living at the time. Now with you multiply the hours that you have to get there for the session with the TSA, and already you're tacking on all those hours. But we get that. We've all lived with that already. So that's old news. That's since 2001. Ever since 9/11, that we've been dealing with that, and we're used to that. We're used to playing chicken with the time. How much time can I possibly stretch to get to the airport where I can make it in time to get through the checkpoints and get on my plane to wherever it is I'm going? Now you add the enhanced pat-downs, and then there's that boycott. How many people do you think will take part in the boycott of not going through now the scanners and go for the pat-downs instead, so that there's a massive logjam across the United States as a point to make a point that, hey, you want to put us through this? This is what we're going to do. Back to you. Let's see how many people actually partake in that, though. Boycotts, to me, usually don't work. I mean, all of you listening to me, wherever it is you're listening to me, think about this. How many, can you give me like five boycotts that ever worked? Time is ticking, tick, 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 and right, you can't think of any. So that, I don't know that that's going to be effective, but we'll see. Maybe there'll be some spots in the U.S. where it's really tough to get through, because that's exactly what's happened. The national opt-out day is what happens in, let's say, McCarran in Vegas or in Atlanta or in Philly or in any of the New York airports. How crazy would that be in New York? You think of LaGuardia, you think of JFK, and of course even Newark is a great airport for getting in and out of, but tough on the holidays. A lot of people fly into Newark. Here's what the man behind the TSA had to say in a brand new PSA. Roll it.
Hello, this is TSA Administrator John Pistol. On behalf of more than 50,000 transportation security officers across the country, thank you for being our partners in security. For your safety, we have instituted new screening procedures at checkpoints. Please take a moment to read the materials available about these procedures and your options as a passenger. We appreciate your patience as we all work together to keep travel safe.
Boy, that was exciting. I wonder how much money it costs to do this John Pistol TSA PSA. I wonder if the message was vetted out by others in the government. How many brainstorming sessions do they have for that one? Anyway, that's what's being pumped out there. Then we go from the PSA of John Pistol to a passenger who describes what it was like to be, in her words, her name's Carolyn Guerin, groped.
It was embarrassing, it was demeaning, it was inappropriate, and in no way was it anything that was going to improve the level of the security that the people that work so hard at these organizations are trying to accomplish. The woman who checked me reached her hands inside my underwear and felt her way around and was groping my crotch area. It was basically worse than going to the gynecologist. It was so invasive.
Wow. She said it was basically like going to the gynecologist. That is no good, I would say. And she didn't sound like it, you know, how do you know? But did you think there was any hint, anybody listening to me, of exaggeration and what, how that woman was describing that? I don't know. I didn't get that sense. And so why, what's the deal with that? What is that show? What is that about? I mean, honestly, really. They're looking for the female version of the underwear bomber. Give me a break. Too invasive, these procedures? What do you say, America? I think it's almost a layup. I know what you're going to say. I'm painting you a picture, and we're letting you hear some of what's going on. Let me throw out the digits at the top. 800-259-5791. Hey, don't forget, a little programming note for you. On Wednesday, we're doing Nail the Score in the third hour. Wednesday in the third hour, because all of you, or I hope at least most of you, will have off for part or all of Thanksgiving Day. You're not going to be calling in to try to nail the score, and who knows what the game is of the week is going to be, but it should be a whole lot of fun. It as it always is when we do Nail the Score. We did have a winner for the first time, but we still continue on. Chris in Connecticut was the winner. She actually predicted that the Eagles would win 27-17. How crazy is that? And she was listening to the show the other night and heard me say that. I think that's cool that she was happy to be listening at that moment, and I announced her name, and boom, she calls us, and there she is, the winner. So she gets the prize pack and all the bragging rights, but I have a feeling maybe somebody else will have a chance to do that as well, and that'd be great, because in all my years at WFA and in New York City, when I did it with the Giants and the Jets, nobody ever nailed the score. And then the same thing in Texas. When I was on a sports talk station in Texas, I did it for the Dallas Cowboys, and nobody ever nailed the score. Now it's wide open. I love it because the computer randomly picks the game of the week, and it literally could be any game. Who knows what the game is? I don't know what the game of the week is going to be this week. It could even be one of those Thursday games, because think about it, we're doing it on Wednesday. Then it'll go back to its normal time on Thursday. If you've never heard Nail the Score and you're like, what is she talking about? I mean, talk about bouncing around all over the place. The Nail the Score thing is this. The computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call, you tell us who you think is going to win the game and what you think the final score is going to be. We do have a lot of people that call, so we get jammed lines. Remember, you can always shoot it to us at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Well, we've barely scratched the surface, and once again, here we are talking about the problems with the TSA and what's going on when people go through in whatever city it is that they go through. You can tell the frustrations obviously are very high and the emotions very raw out there as to what they're being put through. And I think it's not to say that nobody could exaggerate their experience, but it sure doesn't seem like it. And you look at the pictures and the photographs, same thing. You look at the pictures that have been taken and posted all over the place, and I think a picture's worth a thousand words, you know, that old cliche. And it looks to me like what people say is going on is what is going on as they go through to try to get their planes. These TSA pat downs are terrible. In Michigan, there was a man that was covered in urine after he went through it. You see people that are red-faced and how horrible they feel about having to deal with it. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we got odds and ends. And Rick in Illinois, we're going to take your call next here on ATN.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 22nd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.5440. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.8965, $6.9482 for a half ounce, or $3.4741 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.8965, $6.9482, or $3.4741.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crisis document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's GetTheTea.com.
TSA has been dominating the conversation without a doubt, and because the people are just stunned by some of what they're hearing is happening. Urine stains on the guy that goes through, a woman says she feels like she was violated worse than when she goes to a gynecologist. I mean, is that enhanced pat downs? I don't get it. Rick is listening to us in Illinois. You're on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you, bud?
How you been, girl?
Good. Good, good, good. Mississippi was great.
Yeah. Well, lucky
yeah, the
for
people
you've
are
been
good.
On, yeah, so lucky for you to you've been on vacation. You don't have to listen to that bubblehead, pinhead, Palin. I think
she's Why? What are you talking about? You mean Palin
she said
going off
Obama
on...
Obama.
I know. She was on the she's going to be on the Barbara Walters special, and... Yeah, she said she could beat Obama, and there's no way.
And all the Republicans said she's going to cost an election. I don't know who she's going to get behind her, but anyway, that poor girl of hers, Bristol's not a dancer. I can see that.
Oh, no kidding! It's just the buzz over. I think it's just the buzz over that name, but no, she's not a dancer.
No, she's just, poor girl just don't have the moves. She got to be back home. Raise her kid. GED, you know? GED and make some of herself.
Yeah, but none of them are doing... Listen. None of them are doing that. You have Levi, who was running for mayor and then was doing reality stuff and posing for pictures and whatever. Remember the Playgirl spread?
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
Of course, Sarah Palin's got the reality show now on TLC. I watched just a couple of minutes of that to see what it was about. And mostly it's the aw shucks and they're doing outdoors things. And there's, you know, people like reality shows, Rick, because they want to see train wrecks. They want to hear someone swear or punch someone in the head, or they want to see controversy.
Yeah. You know, make a bad remark about somebody or something.
Right. And you know, there's not going to be any of that. So there was an intrigue at the beginning. They got like 5 million or 6 million viewers, some crazy amount, but then it dropped off the second week because there's not, you know, like if she had a showdown with Levi that was real or some such thing, then probably people would be into it, but it's too politically correct staged, and they have to make it that way. I mean, if she's doing the things that she's doing, including saying she could beat Obama, then she can't have controversial things flying around her.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's losing her mind herself.
She's losing her mind.
Yeah. Her books, she just have a new book coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it Delusional.
Delusional. But I'm pumped. We need the rim shot for that one, yeah.
So how was everything in Mississippi? Did you win a lot of money?
Oh, no. I had to be very careful in Mississippi about that. It's just like when I came down the elevators, do I make a right turn and go to the casino or a left and just get out of there? I would say I made a lot of left turns.
Yeah.
You know what happened?
Mary Mahoney's?
I did eat at Mary Mahoney's, and you were the first person to tell me that. I thought it was good. I had soft-shell crab, and I had shrimp dish that he had, and he was funny. He was there, and he told all kinds of tales, the son, you know, Mary Mahoney's son, and he was good, and it was interesting stuff.
Yeah, pretty nice people down there. I like
I think the people in Mississippi are very real.
Yeah, they're just down to earth. So how's
authentic.
The beach and everything?
How was the what?
Beaches? Is it covered oil?
The beaches,
or
you
okay?
know, no. Yeah, the beaches were just soaked in oil. It looked like syrup over vanilla ice cream. No, it wasn't at all. There wasn't any tar balls. There wasn't any of that kind of stuff. There were BP people in the mornings, early in the mornings, that were combing the beaches looking for stuff. But that was it. There was nothing washed up. I couldn't see anything. You know, and they've got NOAA people there on boats who are looking into the shrimp and the oysters and all that stuff. So they say the seafood couldn't be safer because they test the crap out of it at all these independent labs. And I had a lot of seafood when I was there, a lot of gumbo, and I felt fine.
Okay, so everything's okay down there then?
Well, no, it's not okay because what the problem is, they're still in a rebuilding phase because so many houses and businesses and everything were knocked out by Katrina because people forget, and it's so true.
Yeah.
A hurricane hit Biloxi and some of those other towns at like 130 miles an hour. And that's not an exaggeration. They don't tell a lot of people that, but that's what the winds were really clocked at. And it was a flood that hit New Orleans.
Yeah, I had the people down there, local people told me there's a lot more people died down there than what they released.
In Mississippi?
Yeah, where you're at, Biloxi and Gulfport and Ocean Springs.
Oh, absolutely. Ocean Springs, that whole area. It was a lot more than was reported because Mississippi virtually got ignored because of what happened in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's why I told them when I was down there. I said all we heard back home was New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans.
That's it.
And they all told me there was a lot more people died down here in this area than what the TV people reported. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen all the buildings knocked down and everything. And, of course, they can't build back now because we got too many strict laws and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, the one thing they did do is because of what happened with the casinos, the casinos had to be off the land, but they lifted that, and now they're on land because of the hurricanes.
Yeah.
So that was better. That helped the casinos bounce back, because that's $1 billion last year into the economy.
Yeah, it helps out down there. I mean, they created jobs for them and everything then, too. So.
Right.
Well, too bad you didn't win any money.
Anyway, and if I had hit the big jackpot, who knows what would have happened? I mean, who knows, Rick? It would have been interesting to see. But thanks for the call, and you be careful out there. Let me throw out the lines again. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I've got coming up around the bend, we're going to do the blunder of the day, which means we're going to put somebody in the dungeon, one of my favorite things to do. But before we get to that, what would you think of a car, what would you think of driving? Imagine yourself driving a car that gets 99 miles per gallon. Would you be interested in that car? 99 miles per gallon. I'm thinking, yeah, I might be interested in that car, but what's the catch? The Nissan Leaf is saying that it gets that much. And you've heard of the Leaf, I'm sure. There's been a lot of conversation about it. It's an electric car. So that's why they're making the comparison. The Leaf uses electricity and not gasoline for fuel. But the EPA had to come up with some kind of a miles per gallon equivalent rating, and that's what they came up with. So the Leaf would absolutely be the most efficient midsize car, period, on the market. It's expected to get about 106 miles per gallon in city driving, 92 on the highway. You know, electric cars, of course, and I've ridden in a car called the Zoidi from China in the spring. Electric cars get better mileage, rather, in the city driving there, where the brakes, which recharge the battery, are used a lot more. That's what the trick is. That's why it's a little bit more. The EPA is saying that the Leaf's driving range on a full charge, that's the key, the full charge, is about 73 miles. But this, the questions I have with that is, where are these charging stations, and what does that do to your electric bill? Of course, your electric bill would go up, but now you're not paying for gas. So the Leaf figuring, whatever, 90-some miles, 100 miles, whew, and the annual electricity cost for the Leaf is what they're saying. I mean, again, these are numbers they're pumping out, the company, $561. So if you compare that, the annual fuel cost of a Toyota Prius, which the EPA says gets 50 miles a gallon, is $867. And I wonder how many people are going to jump in line for a Nissan Leaf. They said they're going to begin selling the Leaf in a limited number of markets in December. Now, cars can't be sold in the U.S. without an EPA fuel economy label, and General Motors is waiting for a decision by the EPA on how they're going to rate the Chevy Volt, because the Volt's fuel economy is a little bit more complex, because that car runs on battery stored electricity for about 40 miles before it actually uses power from a gasoline engine. So a big difference, I think, in the Nissan Leaf and the Chevy Volt, if you're interested. How many people listening to me would actually get an electric car? Are you thinking about getting an electric car 10 years from now? How many people are going to be driving electric cars? You know, they've been talking about the electric car now for decades, and it's this close right now. Meet you on the flip side with my dungeon.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying.
All right, we're back here on America tonight. Hey, everybody, you're probably getting ready for that Thanksgiving holiday. You know, it's like you got to think, what's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal? Matt and I were talking about this off the air, and he said the turkey. I think the turkey, too. I mean, that's the obvious main course. But maybe it's really the combination of everything. Because how often do you sit down and eat turkey and mashed potatoes and corn and, you know, everything, certainly pumpkin pie or pecan pie or whatever it is that you have, probably not that often. And if you do, somebody said to me, well, what about going to Boston Market? Well, that's not the same thing. Plus, there's not that many Boston markets. And most people, if they're grabbing fast food, are grabbing Chinese or burgers or pizza or whatever it might be, but it's usually not turkey. Usually not. So who are we going to put in the dungeon this time around? Boy, it's almost just such a layup. You think of the stuff that Charlie Sheen has gone through in the last decade. And, you know, who cares about the whys and the whatever, but the guy is, I mean, he's unplugged. He's out of his mind with some of the nutty things that have happened. It was last Christmas when he was threatening his then-wife with a knife to her throat. What is it inside of him that causes him to get in these crazy situations with women? Where is he just out of his mind on drugs or drink or what? So now word comes down that Sheen has filed a lawsuit against the adult film actress Capri Anderson, claiming she tried to extort money from him following what happened in the Plaza Hotel in New York. The lawsuit was filed in L.A., of course, and said that she fabricated a sensational tale about being assaulted, battered, and held against her will, and used that fictional story as a basis for getting money out of Sheen's pockets. Anderson's real name is Christina Walsh, who was on the air with her attorney on Good Morning America on Monday to speak out about her encounter with Sheen at the hotel, which she said happened. And she said that Sheen sent her an apology through a text message and offered money for her silence. But Sheen's attorney, Yale Galanter, who, by the way, was the attorney for O.J. Simpson, said Charlie Sheen has never offered her a dime to keep quiet. This is the same old maneuvering out of this guy. And I don't, he has nine lives. I mean, he has nine lives. He's got to be on his ninth life by now. And I'm going to say, usually I don't believe a lot of these women that come out of the woodwork, but I'm going to say I believe that there's some truth to what she's saying, because where there's smoke, there's fire. So for that reason, because he keeps getting a pat on the wrist just for fun, we're going to throw Charlie Sheen in the dungeon. Open her up.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
That's right. No windows, no doors for you, Charlie Sheen. Sorry about that. But we're just tired of hearing about him. We're tired of it. You got to think Martin Sheen, when he gets that phone call, hey, you know, Martin, it's Yale Galanter. We got a situation here. Okay, what did Charlie do now? He's got a couple of other sons, and that doesn't happen with them. Remember, Emilio Estevez is his son, and he's got another brother, too, as well. And then I think two sisters, something like that. But I doubt the phone rings too much on behalf of them. Usually if it's an emergency, he's got to know, oh, great, here we go again. This is one of the saddest things I think I've ever heard about a sporting event and a small child. You hear the story in L.A. that a kid fell to his death. He was just 2 years old. He was at a luxury suite. He was posing for pictures at the Staples Center, and he fell about, 9:15 or so in the evening. They took him to the hospital around the corner, the USC Medical Center, but he died. And he fell a few minutes after the game between the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors had wrapped up. So after the game, the boy's family and other people in the group were taking pictures while they were still in the suite. And they were on the third deck of the Staples Center. That's where the luxury box was. So it's about a 50-foot drop, give or take, about 50 feet. And unfortunately, he was posing, and he was moving his arms and legs. He said, I guess when he dropped, he had that 50-foot drop. But when he hit, he was still moving his arms and legs as he was being put on a stretcher. Wow. And they're investigating the circumstances of his death, but I think it was just a freak accident. And, you know, not to go down this row of freak accidents, but just because I was reading about different things. So that happens with the little boy in the 50 feet. And I think he was just doing pictures and he fell. And I cannot imagine what that family, it's got to be beyond brutal, beyond trying to come up with a description for it. It's just, you just cannot fathom it. I think that it was just simply there at the suite, and that's what happens. You go to the edge, and it is pretty open. If you look at any of the suites, it is pretty open. You're sitting back, and you're looking out, and it's not walled in usually. Now, some of the football stadiums, you have that, and I guess some of the other luxury boxes, you do have that. But I'd have to say, in this case, And I've been to the Staples Center. It is pretty wide open, but not that it would necessarily be dangerous. But for a two-year-old who is standing there, and where were the people around him? That's what you wonder. Where were his parents? Were they taking the photograph? Was somebody else with him? Ugh, nasty, sad stuff, I guess, is the best way to sum that up. Instead of the finger pointing, like, oh, they're investigating. I think it's flat out just a freak accident. I can't imagine that it's anything other than that. It doesn't make any sense to me. Let's tell you about a couple of other quick things here that are making the buzz around the world and elsewhere. And it includes this, the U.S. is launching the largest spy satellite. Were you aware of that? Yep, it's true. It's happening. I've talked about NASA a lot. I've talked about the end of the space shuttle program, but I don't know that I've talked about this. And it is definitely being billed as the largest spy satellite going, bar none. And so what the deal is it's a Delta Heavy rocket that blasted off, it's already been launched, blasted off from Cape Canaveral on Sunday, carrying what the Air Force is calling a classified payload for the National Reconnaissance Office. So the Air Force didn't give a lot of details on the mission other than to say that they would be pulling the largest satellite in the world aboard a rocket for a launch from Cape Canaveral. That was it. And what the NRO does is they build and operate satellites, reconnaissance satellites. So that's why they were involved. And the satellite intelligence is part of what the CIA and the Defense Department lock on to, so it ensures that all the resources will bolster, I guess, the national defense. You'd have to say that. It would be interesting to see it from the perspective of, I think, that control center. You know, the control center when the shuttles are launched or whatever it is launched. I think that would be a good bird's eye view on this. As much as I am hoping that we're going to get there and coincide with one of the last space launches when it comes to the shuttle, I don't know that we will. It's tough to plot that out because if you have bad weather or problems with anything engineering-wise, those puppies are grounded. The shuttles are grounded, and there have been quite a few disappointed people, to say the least, when they've schlepped out expecting to see a launch, and they get no such thing. So in this case, you're talking about a spy satellite. In the case of the shuttle, you're talking about some last couple of missions before they call it a day and say, that's it, it's mothballed, it's history, we're done with it. And I believe some of the museums across the country are actually bidding to try to get it, to try to get the particular shuttles, because there's two left, to their museum or display, whatever it is, but it has to have something to do with space, that's to be certain. So some of it will go into the Smithsonian, as it always does. If you've never been to the Smithsonian, it's not just one giant warehouse of crap. It's spread across a couple of different museums. So the Air and Space Museum, for example, is probably one of the most popular, and it's definitely worth taking a trip into the Air and Force Museum, Air and Space Museum, rather, sorry. Because when you go in, you'll see the Apollo rocket, you see all kinds of unbelievable artifacts that are housed there that have to do with flying or something to do with which would be flying the shuttle or any of the other spacecraft, and it's right there, and you can go inside the rocket. It is the coolest, baddest thing of all. All right, we're going to tie it all up coming up next, Round the Bend.
Achoo. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Feel it, dance, even today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hypnotize. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of free.
It wouldn't be America tonight if we weren't talking about the weather somewhere, would it be? And we've been having a lot of weather discussion lately. This time it's about the snow. Let it snow, let it snow. But it's the wrong holiday for let it snow. I guess not Thanksgiving, but it's the wrong couple of days. It'd be better to have it at the tail end of the week than at the beginning of the week. And in California, that's exactly what happened. It was all about the snow. So as we zig and zag from coast to coast and all the nooks and crannies in between, first we take you to California and that snow.
I haven't seen it snow like this yet up here. I've been up here for 6 years. This is one of the worst ones I've seen.
It's really fun and it's cold.
Yeah, who doesn't like snow? A little bit of snow. When you're not, especially when you're not used to getting snow, and then you get surprised by it or you get more of it or whatever. And already we've seen snow in Minneapolis. They get snow, of course, but it was pretty early when they saw it. Matt, what are your feelings? And by the way, this is Kate Delaney, of course, and the show is America Tonight. And Matt Johnson is the technical man extraordinaire back in Minneapolis at the mothership for America Tonight. Matt, what do you think, what are your feelings on snow? Because you're somebody, like others in the Midwest, you have to deal with a lot of snow. Is there a point where you're just tired of it, where you just get beleaguered?
Yeah, it's pretty, it can be kind of awesome for the first maybe a couple weeks of a snowfall. Like, the first snowfall you get's a little depressing because it's, okay, winter's here. But then you learn to appreciate a little bit, and it's cool, and you can have fun outdoors. By the time January, end of, like, middle of January, end of January comes around, yeah, you're so done with the snow. You're sick of shoveling it. You're sick of dealing with it. You're sick of driving in it. You're sick of washing all the salt off your car. There's just lots of things to get sick of. But right now, it's still in that honeymoon phase, I guess.
Yeah, you know, that's a good way to put it. Very well done. The honeymoon phase is the first
snow. That's what they pay me the big bucks for.
That's right. It's the beginnings. It's the first fall, the first time it falls and messing around in it and whatever. But then it gets old. When you get a lot of snow or you have a bad winter for snow, last year I can remember talking to my mom in Philly. Remember Philly and New York, and a lot of the East Coast got socked by a couple of different blizzards. And they didn't think it was so funny when you'd mention snow. You'd say to somebody back east, snow. When they'd say, what are you talking about, snow? They hate it. Hate snow.
And it's not so much the snow, though, but it's the snow in January because it's blizzard conditions, like you said. It's the below zero wind chill, the negative temps, the drifting snow all over the place, just really crummy weather that makes you not want to be outside. Because if it's nice out, if it's, you know, above 20 degrees and snowing, you can have fun in that. You can make some snowballs, go outside and have some fun with the kids, your nieces and nephews, your cousins, whatever. You can go sledding, play hockey on the rink. Lots of things. That's more of a winter thing, I guess, not really snowfall. But there's things to do outside that's fun. Go cross-country skiing, go skiing in general. But it's the bitter cold combined with the wind and the snow that makes it just horrendous.
Yeah. I've got a little email here from Danger Russ, who says he lives in the Arctic, so snow is just clearing the dirt, mud, and bugs. And says, when does snow get old? People who hate snow are the people who barely made it through the last ice age. Weak peeps. Danger Russ, which is a nickname. I got to say that, I think Matt's description was probably really well done. It's there is a time when if you get too much of it, where you've had enough of it and you just are, I mean, you are just sick of it. You don't want to shovel it. You don't want to blow it anywhere. You don't want to have to go dig anybody out of anything. You don't want to deal with it. You've had enough. You've had it up to your eyeballs with snow. When you don't normally get snow, different story. Then it's kind of novel. You like the idea. It's, you know, hey, I got to get out a shovel. But to anybody who's had to shovel a lot of snow over the years, or you get one blizzard after another, yeah, not so great. And because you know what they say about the front of your house. If somebody slips and falls, you're responsible. Have a lawyer. We'll sue. We move from the snow to, and this is a wild left turn, folks, so hang on, okay? I'm not like Jimmy Johnson, five-time champ. I'm just trying to make those corners. North Korea on Tuesday fired into the sea near the border with South Korea, and it injured about 14 South Korean military personnel and also two people. That's according to the news agency there. So now what is this? What's the scoop with North Korea? P.J. Crowley from State had this to say about what happened.
This is clearly a violation of North Korea's international obligations. Certainly this doesn't surprise us going back many years to 2002 and beyond that. We've had strong suspicions of a clandestine enrichment capability or North Korea's pursuit of that kind of capability. This obviously is a issue of concern, not a crisis. They frequently anticipate doing something outrageous or provocative and forcing us to jump through hoops as a result. We're not going to buy into this cycle.
All right, he's right about that. They do try to do something provocative, and he's saying that, yeah, we're not buying into it this... He didn't say this time. He said we're not buying into it, and that's the deal. That's what I keep saying. It's Ahmadinejad and Kim Jong-il are reading from the same playbook. What can we do? How can we stir the spot, stir the pot? What can we do to push the envelope and push somebody right off into doing something they don't want to do? Trying to take us out and trying to push the line, move the line a little bit further. That's what the scoop is. And he's absolutely dead on right, dead on in that case. In the land of justice and what is being doled out, how about this guilty verdict in the Chandra Levy case? Do you remember that? You got to really think back to this. It was the strangest thing that happened, sadly, for this poor young woman who was jogging at a park outside of D.C. and went missing. And then there was all these wild accusations about Gary Condit and the fact that he was having an affair with her, and it must have been it looked like, not that he was guilty, but it looked like a lot of eyes were on him for it. But instead, what happened was, and she was an intern. She was a Washington intern, and this was in 2001. Instead, what happened is a man who was in the country illegally went after her in the park. So it was DNA, and they found the evidence to nail him. And that's a good thing, because for the family, you got to think there's a little bit of closure there. In the closing arguments against Ingmar Guadalupe, he denied killing Chandra Levy, who was, by the way, an intern for the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And 9 years is a long time to wait to know about the guy who murdered your daughter. And so here it was. It was a nothing decision. It was a layup decision. The jury reached a verdict, and it was a verdict that he was guilty of killing her. And the parents, the mother especially, was in the spectators' gallery and looked like she was close to just pure tears when the prosecution brought out her daughter's clothing that they found at the crime scene. And they said, we've got this evidence. And sure enough, the evidence that really nailed him, of course, was the whole DNA thing. And how sad this was. This was all just random. It was that timing thing of where she happened to be in that park running along when it was kind of dark, and he was out there, and he grabbed her. And, of course, it wasn't all the wild accusations and finger-pointing. It wasn't at all what anybody ultimately thought. Remember, you can always hit us up, and you can do that at americatonight.net.
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.